The weekend highlights in our region include a multimedia work in progress, a violin concerto, a homecoming for a folk music icon, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, Indian music, Hudson Valley landscapes, and a whole lot more. Acclaimed violinist Yevgeny Kutik will perform Samuel Barber's violin concerto with the Berkshire Symphony in a free concert in Chapin Hall at Williams College tonight at 8 p.m. Kutik was born in Minsk in 1985 and settled with his family as Jewish refugees in the Berkshires in 1990. Kutik has captivated audiences worldwide with his old-world sound that communicates a modern intellect. The orchestra will also perform works by Honegger, Piston, and George Gershwin's American in Paris. Rising comedian Bernadette Pauly headlines a trifecta of stand-up comics at The Barn at the Egremont Village Inn in South Egremont, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m. Also on the bill are Danny Cohen and the Barn's own Jenny Rubin. Australian choreographer Lee Searle presents a hands-on theater and sculpture work in progress exploring consumerism and individualism in America in the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Searle's cutting-edge work is in collaboration with Colombian visual artist Mateo Lopez and Lebanese theater director Maya Zbib. Folk music icon Arlo Guthrie brings the Arlo Guthrie Family Show to the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass., something of a hometown gig, on Saturday at 8 p.m. Arlo's dad, Woody Guthrie, had hoped one day to have enough kids to form a family band to travel the country and sing songs to the people. Arlo's Regeneration Tour realizes Woody's dream through the inspiring work of Arlo and his children, Sarah Lee Guthrie and Abe Guthrie. Woody built a legacy of activism that the Guthrie family continues to preserve with their leading voices in the current revolution against oppression and injustice. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Linda Greenhouse, best known for her three decades covering the U.S. Supreme Court for the New York Times, will discuss her new book, Just a Journalist, on the press, life, and the spaces between, as part of the speaker series at Stockbridge Library on Saturday at 4 p.m. An exhibition of contemporary Hudson Valley landscapes by artists including Jane Bloodgood Abrams, Lee Palmer, and Harry Orlick, is on view at Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson, New York, now through the end of the year. An opening reception for the artist takes place on Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Americana music scion Justin Towns Earl, the son of Steve Earl, will bring his country-inflected brand of folk rock to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. Nashville singer-songwriter Joshua Headley warms up the crowd for Earl. And fans of sitar and Indian classical music have two chances to catch the world-renowned sitar virtuoso Ustad Shafat Khan on his East Meets West tour, which stops at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Space in Albany, on Saturday at 8 p.m., and again at Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York, on Sunday at 2 p.m., The concert will include traditional music and contemporary fusion. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.